Carly's Deep Dive.
Today I'm doing a deep dive into how we actually taste our food. So let's start at the beginning, because in general, they have said that there are about four types of taste: sweet, sour, salty, and bitter. But more recently, the Japanese word yamani, I hope I've said that right, has been introduced as a possible fifth taste, which kind of means savory or delicious. Apparently, it's similar to the taste of broth, and this flavor is said to elicit an emotional response. So the old-fashioned way that we were taught that we taste is that we have different kind of parts of our tongue that emit different taste sensations. Well, it turns out that this is actually not the truth. The tastes that we perceive are a two-phase chemical reaction that involves both our mouth, our throat, and our nose as well. So all of those things kind of work together to help us taste our food. So we're born with about 10,000 taste buds that are located on the tongue, roof of the mouth, as well as in our throats. So saliva plays an important role in transporting the taste that we perceive into our taste buds. So each taste bud has about 10 to 50 cells that are responsible for starting the action of taste. So it kind of kicks us off, and they're replenished every 7 to 10 days. So if you lost your taste during COVID, that's why you have to kind of wait those couple of days for it to come back. But naturally, we start to lose taste buds around 50 and 60 years of age. So enjoy delicious food while you can. So the sensation of taste starts with the smells as we're kind of taking it into our mouth, and the odors around the food actually stimulate nerves in a small area located high in the nose. So for the sweet, sour, or other smells, it stimulates the brain and then affects the actual flavor of the foods that we eat. So the sensation of taste then continues as the foods we eat mix in with the saliva, and then it kickstarts those taste buds. So taste is more than just a combination of taste and smell, as it was more commonly believed in the past. So basically, it's a whole group effort when it comes to us tasting our food. But then there's also one other element, as I mentioned before, and that is the chemical sense. So the common chemical sense can be triggered on the surfaces of the mouth, throat, and nose, and eyes by, I'm not even going to attempt to say this word, but it's a certain type of nerve. So the system is a natural pain and heat receptor built in to help protect the body. So basically, it provides sharp and strong sensations like burning of chili or the cool flavor of mint. So it actually gives you those physical reactions to taste. So while our tongue and nose specifically send taste sensations to the brain, also that chemical sense actually doesn't change the sensation of taste, but it actually provides a quality that affects our overall tasting with food. So next time you shove something in your gob, be thankful.